Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, Kevin Powell, what do you have today?
I think Bob should go first. No, I have the story. I have the story. Hang on a second.
I'm ready.
All right, go ahead, Bob.
Well, we've learned recently raccoons have been having a bit of a moment in the news. There was the raccoon that drank all the booze at the place and then passed out by the toilet.
Yeah.
It turns out raccoons are becoming somewhat contrary to a drunken passing out by a toilet, but they're becoming closer to being domesticated, meaning that because they've been in environments around people more and more over the years, they're starting to take on certain physical characteristics of more domesticated animals. So,
well, because people feed them, Bob. You shouldn't feed them, and people do.
It has to do with how they're fed, but also just the environment of being around people in general, whether people do anything deliberate or not. So there's a study done by a group of researchers into this, and the changing traits, namely their snouts are getting shorter over the years. So they kind of are on this path that maybe in like 1,000 years, they could be ready to become pets.
Wow.
In 1,000 years or
ew.
So. If they continue at this rate. Well, we say ew now, but pigs as pets, right?
Yeah.
True.
I mean, dogs.
Look, I love raccoons. I think they're cute. I don't know why people hate them so much. And I did know someone whose kid brought one home from college that they took in.
Yeah.
And then it lived with them for a while. Yeah. Not a good pet. Not legal.
No. And there was that book Rascal that I read as a middle schooler about someone who did that. But they're not domesticatable just yet. But they're maybe on that path, according to this study. And they also looked at something that was done in Russia in the 20th century, where they made an effort to try to domesticate these certain species of fox to become more tame. And it kind of worked. So some people in parts of Russia have a pet fox.
What?
As a result of selective breeding.
Well, foxes are a lot cuter than raccoons.
Steve's much got a pet fox. Remember, he'd always talk about fox in his backyard?
Yeah, but you do not want that fox in your house because they will cause mayhem. I've read about what foxes
Steve
can do.
Steve lets it in his house all the time.
Oh, I hope not.
He says
they
no problem.
Can be worse than skunks, I hear.
He sits on the couch with them when he watches Marquette basketball.
Someone said it's like wolves and foxes. Raccoons are evolving into dogs. Isn't that something? I love that story, Bob.
So
but
maybe in 1,000 years.
Oh, gosh. All right. What's your story, Mary?
Okay. So we were talking bourbon earlier, speaking of drunken raccoons, and we were Colin's throat problems. Jim Beam is actually stopping production at one of its distilleries in Kentucky. This is bad. For at least a year, they say it's to navigate tariffs and slumping demand for bourbon. I don't know about you. I didn't know there was a slumping demand for bourbon.
I think it's just the market's oversaturated, so people are going for higher-end bourbons and not the good old Jim Beam anymore.
Yeah, that's true. There's too many stars, you know, movie stars with their brands of bourbon, so that's bad. They say that exports of spirits in U.S. fell 9% in the second quarter of 2025.
That's what it is right there, because Jim Beam has great distribution because they're one of those longtime iconic brands, and people overseas, because of the tariffs, they're not buying it, and I think a lot of those places in Kentucky are taking a hit.
Yeah, I agree.
There was a say this, Stu? Like, so they're shutting down for a year. I just read about this meatpacking plant that Tyson owns in Nebraska. They built this huge plant out there, and there are 11,000, maybe 10, between 10 and 11,000 people in this town. And they just laid off 3,200 people at that plant. They're closing up shop and moving it. And they said that will eliminate 7,000 jobs in a town of 10,000. Whole town's just going to fold up.
Oh,
that's crazy,
really,
right? And tragic. All right, Kevin, what's your story today?
Well, I actually have a sports story. I haven't really had a chance to talk much about this. It's been mostly Bears talk today, obviously. But White Sox over the weekend made a big, big signing. They inked a 2-year deal with Munetaka Murakami. He's a Japanese slugger, hit a whole bunch of home runs. And the White Sox made a big splash in free agency, which we don't normally see. But he was at Wrigley Field today for his introductory press conference. and he wanted to give back right away. So he's donating $100 grocery gift cards to 100 Chicago families served by the St. James Food Pantry, and also donating $10,000 to the food pantry to support its ongoing efforts to help Chicagoans. So the new slugger wanted to give back right away. So his first day inking the contract, he told the Sox he wanted to do something for Chicago. And this food pantry, the White Sox Charities works close with. So he said, that's it. Holiday season, want to give back, signs a big contract, and is offering up some money to help the food pantry down there.
That's really cool. What a way to, you know, make an impact on the city. And is this guy as great as they believe that he is? I mean, is he gonna change the destiny for the Sox? Because it's been a rough go.
Yeah, well, it's a 2-year deal, and he could be in line for a really big deal in a couple of years when this contract's up. He hits a lot of home runs. He's a lefty. White Sox did not hit a lot of home runs last year. They needed help in that department. So this is a big get for the White Sox. I know it's not that long of a deal, and we've seen crazy big figures when it comes to free agents. But I don't know. The White Sox never really do anything in the offseason to excite you. And this is a good signing. It's a nice piece to the lineup, and hopefully he's here for a long time. Maybe he'll re-up with a new contract in a couple of years. But off to a good start in my book.
Yeah. Got a text. Hey, guys, when I was young, my mom had a doctor friend who actually had a pet raccoon. This was back in the 80s, and we watched it for like a week while they were in Disneyland. His name was Bandit, and he was awesome. What I find interesting about this is the person that I mentioned that I know that had a pet raccoon was also a doctor, which you would think they know better than to bring wild animals into their house. But, you know, it all starts with somebody finding a little itty-bitty baby and deciding that, you know, they just couldn't release it or it would get eaten alive. And then all of a sudden you have a full-grown animal that's a wild animal in your house. And then it's too late to release. And, yeah, don't do it. don't get yourself into a situation like that. Because like pigs, somebody else said, oh, do pigs make good pets? No, pigs do not make good pets. Don't fall for that either. They're a lot. They're a handful, and I don't buy pigs. I rescue because so many people buy them thinking they're going to be a great pet, and they're not. They're, you know, I mean, you need some space. You don't understand how quickly a pig can take a refrigerator door off a refrigerator until you see it, or a cupboard door off of a cupboard. So like when I said we put the pig in the dog room, there's a vanity in there with a sink, and we had to use zip ties to, you know, zip tie the cupboard doors, or she'll just go on, is there food in there? I want to see what's it behind those doors. And the way pigs get into doors is they just take them off. Brute force.
This is why your pig has her own structure.
That's right. She can do whatever she wants in that structure.
But it's not a pig sty.
No, they're very clean. They're very clean. They're different than other animals in that regard. When I talk about having a pig, it's not because I want any of you to adopt a pig, and certainly don't ever buy a pig. There is no such thing as a teacup pig. They do not exist. Even mini pigs do not exist. All pigs eventually get big. All right. With that being said, Merry Christmas. Don't give any animal for a pet. It's not appropriate.